From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Yoon Sung-yeol announces special pardons for nearly 1,700 offenders, including Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong, but excludes key politicians. The death toll from the heavy downpour this week climbs to 13, while six others remain missing. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expresses his full support for the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea in a meeting with the president. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. The Yoon Sung-yeol administration announced its first special presidential pardons ahead of next week's Liberation Day holiday, which included business leaders and offenders convicted of petty crimes. 1,693 offenders approved by the cabinet on Friday will receive the first Liberation Day pardons in 6 years, including Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong and Lotte Group Chairman Shin Dong-bin. Lee, who was released on parole last year and whose 2.5-year sentence for bribery was up late last month, will also see a 5-year restriction on his employment lifted. Former President Lee Myung-bak, who was temporarily released in June due to health concerns while serving a 17-year sentence on corruption charges, was not granted a pardon as the administration shied away from considering politicians in an attempt to avoid stoking controversy amid the president's dismal approval rating. The government explained that, in focusing on economic recovery and improving people's livelihoods when considering grantees, 32 SME business owners or small merchants who had committed a crime amid economic misfortune were specifically selected. 8 others found guilty of labor management crimes were also put on the pardons list, while 649 well-behaved prisoners will be released on parole. President Yoon Sung-yeol expressed hope that Friday's special pardons will allow the nation to unite to overcome the economic crisis. Presiding over a cabinet meeting to approve the pardons, Yoon said the final list was drawn up after extensively collecting opinions from various sectors. In discussing pardons for small business owners, the president said the intention is to stabilize livelihoods and give them a chance to regain their footing, and pledged government support for vulnerable groups through austerity in the public sector. The death toll from this week's heavy rains that battered the nation's central region has climbed to 13, while six others remain missing. According to the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters, as of 11 a.m. Friday, a total of 13 people are confirmed dead, 8 in Seoul, 3 in Gyeonggi Province, and 2 in Gangwon Province. 18 people, 16 in Gyeonggi and 2 in Seoul, were injured, while 6 others remain unaccounted for. The number of casualties has been adjusted to reflect 2 additional deaths, with authorities having found the bodies of 2 adult siblings who went missing on Monday after being sucked into a manhole in southern Seoul. The brother was found on Wednesday and the sister on Thursday night. Nearly 1,500 people have been displaced as their homes were destroyed or flooded, while about 4,800 people had to evacuate temporarily. About 3,820 private facilities, 126 schools, and 80 military facilities were reported damaged, while more than 1,000 hectares of farmland were flooded. A total of 104 landslides have been reported so far. As much as 120 millimeters or more of heavy rains are forecast for the central region this weekend. The Korean Meteorological Administration said on Friday that precipitation will begin from the western area of South Chungcheong Province and the Jeolla region on Saturday morning. By Saturday afternoon, most of the nation is expected to see rain, except the eastern parts of Gangwon Province and both Gyeongsang Provinces. Rain will continue until Sunday for parts of the central region and the northern part of North Gyeongsang Province. The Greater Seoul area is expected to receive 30 to 80 millimeters of rain, but some areas may see more than 120 millimeters. The southern Chungcheong region and the inland areas of northern North Gyeongsang Province will see rains of 20 to 60 millimeters. The government will conduct a preliminary inspection on damage inflicted by the unprecedented downpours in the capital region through Monday to finalize disaster zone designations and make support payouts before next month's Chuseok Thanksgiving holiday. According to the Office for Government Policy Coordination on Friday, the inspections in Seoul and parts of Gyeonggi Province will be conducted for the next 4 days to determine the scale of disaster areas and recovery efforts. The office said state payouts for fatalities and property damage will be prioritized so that they can be completed before the Chuseok holiday starting September 9th. 20 million won will be paid for each death and missing person, and 5 to 10 million won for an injury, while 2 million won will be given out for inundated homes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his full support for efforts to achieve North Korea's complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. At a luncheon with President Yoon Suk-yeol at his Yongsan office on Friday, the visiting UN chief said such an endeavor is fundamentally important in achieving regional security, peace, and stability. In the discussions, Guterres used the term CVID, which was shelved under the previous Moon Jae-in administration to avoid offending Pyongyang. The Secretary General's comments reflect the recent attention he has given to the issue, calling on the international community to strengthen the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. The United States has repeated its warning of the possibility of a seventh nuclear test by North Korea. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel on Thursday said in a press briefing over the phone that Washington has assessed that North Korea is preparing its Punggye-ri nuclear test site for its seventh nuclear test. The spokesperson said this assessment is consistent with the North's own public statements. Regarding recent statements by China in opposition to the U.S. THAAD anti-missile system deployed in South Korea, Patel said it is a limited self-defense asset designed to counter the North's weapons programs. He added that criticism or pressure on Seoul to abandon its self-defense is inappropriate. South Korea and the United States will hold the regular defense consultations on jointly countering North Korea's mounting security threats and other alliance issues in Seoul next week. According to the Defense Ministry on Friday, the 21st Korea-U.S. Integrated Defense Dialogue, referred to as the KIDD, will take place from Tuesday through Wednesday. The talks will be led by Ho Tae-kun, the Deputy Defense Minister for Policy, and his U.S. counterpart, Siddharth Mohandas. The allies are expected to discuss follow-up measures to the presidential summit held in May and two rounds of ministerial meetings, as well as preparations for the security consultative meeting scheduled for this fall. Daily COVID-19 cases fell below 130,000, but the number of critically ill patients rose to the highest in some 100 days. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Friday that 128,714 infections were confirmed throughout the previous day, including 464 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by some 8,500 from a day ago, but increased 1.14 times from a week ago. The number of critically ill patients rose by 35 from a day ago to 453, the largest in about 3 months since May 2nd. Thursday saw 58 deaths, 53 of whom were 60 or older. A South Korean F-4E fighter jet has crashed during a security mission over the Yellow Sea. However, according to the Air Force on Friday, the two pilots on board are believed to have ejected safely, and there have been no reports as yet of civilian injuries or property damage. The crash took place at 12:20 p.m. when the jet was on its way back to its base in Suwon, 35 kilometers south of Seoul. The Air Force is looking into the exact cause of the incident. The crash comes as the military has been mulling the possibility of decommissioning its aging fleet of F-4E Phantoms earlier than the planned 2024 due date. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 4.16 points, or 0.16% on Friday, closing the week at 2,527.94. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell, however, losing 0.52 points, or 0.06%, to close at 831.63. News from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.